This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, it's coming up to the end of the year. We're starting to get close. For some of us, it could be overwhelming, stressful. So many things on our plate, so many things to do, and you got those people that walk around going, oh, I got all my shopping done. I got all this. Did you get your Christmas cards out? Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the holidays? And you're over there thinking, that's the last thing I'm thinking about right this second. I'm thinking about work. I'm thinking about responsibilities. I'm thinking about everything that I got to figure out, close out, deal with, understand, and figure out exactly what I need to do before the end of this year. I know that it can be overwhelming. And a lot of times we haven't taken care of stuff that we need to take care of. Taking care of responsibilities. Taking care of those things that we have to get done. Right? We have to get that done. And if we get that done, we can feel better next year. If we get that done, we can actually feel good about where we're going next. And I know that many of you are looking into 2020, and some of us are a little fearful. Some of us are actually quite happy. Some of us have no idea what to expect because that's future thinking, and we can only make assumptions. And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about taking care of the things you need to take care of, how to begin to wrap things up, how to begin to get those things squared away, how to be able to avoid the panic, how to be able to get things straight so that you can make amends to people that you need to make amends to doing those things that you need to do so you can be prepared to enter into this coming year in a solid state. We got Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith will be joining us live by phone here in just a little bit. He is the creator of the Connection app. He helps us to understand how to have better connections with our family, our friends, our loved ones, especially our spouses, girlfriend, boyfriend, and try to figure out those relationships. Because, like, we have all these responsibilities, right? We have all of these things. Many of you out there listening right now, live on the radio here nationally, say, you know what, Ashley, you got it. I have my family. I got these kids. I got work. I got responsibilities. I got taxes, I got my health, I got all these things that I'm working on, and I'm overwhelmed because it's so many things. And on top of that, we're at the end of the year, we have the holiday season, all that stuff, right? And it can be overwhelming. It can be really overwhelming. Don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause. Art for Your Cause is an amazing organization that actually helps artists and charities connect. And so if you have a charity that you would like people to donate to and you'd want to be connected to Art for Your Cause, just go to artforyourcause.com. Also, if you're an artist that would like to help with charitable causes, but also wants to get paid for your work too, you see, it's not just giving away your work, you're actually selling the work to somebody that wants your work, that also, on top of that, a certain percentage of that sale goes to the charity of your choice. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and she is an amazing supporter of Live Your True Life Perspective. So check out artforyourcause.com. And joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. It's a really amazing, it's more than a book. It is a memoir. It is a documentary. It is a familiar understanding dealing with when you are walking through working and waiting on a transplant, what that feels like, getting the information, finding out about the situation, walking through it. So anybody that you have that you know that's going through that right now, that's a stressful situation too, and we have to align everything that's necessary. And this is a book that can really help people to put that into perspective, but also to understand that they are definitely not alone. Okay, so we're going to be talking about how to deal with things, how to get things right, how not to panic today, and how to really organize your life. Reggie, we were talking about this just right outside of the studio, and it's interesting how I think we're all going through these end-of-the-year balancing acts. I know that you're balancing a lot of stuff. Tell me more about that.
Well, one thing this experience has taught me is, although there's a lot that you must address and not run away from, you can't address everything at the same time. there's only so much energy that you have, and there's only so many hours in a day. A lot of times, people who watch a lot of TV get this idea at this time of the year, in particular, when the holidays come, all the soap operas have these scenes of these beautiful Christmas dinners at someone's home, and they've got a $10,000 professionally decorated tree and all these greenery and fern and beautiful furniture and beautiful stemware and plates and crystal, and everything's coming together, and everybody's happy. Well, that's a soap opera. That is not how life really works. So that's okay to have that fantasy, but remember, it's a fantasy. And if you're trying to, on top of all of the tasks that you have to handle, are trying to wonder how is it that you are unable to create this fantasy and feel as though you're failing because you can't do that, just remember, that's not real. So it's okay to have that as a future marker, but don't worry about the fact that it isn't real today. Deal with the things that are before you. Deal with the people who matter to you, and you'll come out okay. It's just that simple. The power of letting go. There have been a lot of books about that, and it's really true. You let go of things that you have no capacity to handle, and don't fret about it. You have a rational explanation why you didn't address it. It's not that you ignored it or procrastinating. It's just, I ran out of steam. I ran out of money. I ran out of time. That's the truth. And that is not I think the key is to realize that is not a poor reflection on you. It's not a poor reflection on your time management. It's not a poor reflection on your character. It's just a fact. And you're not superhuman.
That's so true. And I think that a lot of us lose sight of that because it's so hard. I mean, and I think what you're saying about, you know, watching TV and getting that connection with the show, and you see these shows and you see these people and they have these amazing dinner tables and elaborate trees and they're drinking the champagne, and it's like, you know, they don't, it's like they're not even in this planet. They're not on the same planet. Everybody else is getting up in the morning. You know, you're overcoming the challenges of the day. You're walking through the challenges of the day. You're trying to deal with the stuff that hasn't been taken care of, the stuff that has been left unsaid. You're also trying to rectify the wrongs, and you're trying to do what you need to do. And I think right now, and I'm going to express myself personally here on the show. You know, I always like to just talk about how I feel, and I don't try to hide that. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about their personal feelings. They want to come from a position of authority. I think you can only come from a position of understanding with a little bit of authority when you actually get honest. And I'm going through a lot of stuff right now too, and trying to make decisions with all this stuff happening, it makes you confused. You begin to get confused on what you need to do, and I caught myself just recently making a snap decision because I have so much that I have to take care of in these next, okay, so we're on the 7th. If you look at it, obviously we're like down to like 15 business days left in this week, in this month. But when you look down at that, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. And it can make you panic, and it can make you stressed out. And I'll tell you one thing, panicking and being stressed out never helped anybody make any decisions. And I can tell you that point blank. And so for all you out there, if there's big decisions you're dealing with, if there's a surgery that you need, if you're going through a lawsuit, if you're going through legal issues with the family, if you're going through divorce proceedings, if you're going through child custody hearings, whatever you're doing, really step back and really think about that decision before you have to make that decision. And I found that a lot of people are trying to close things out before the end of the year, which is something that I do think is a good idea. But make sure that you're doing this stuff that benefits you, and think about it from every angle. And what are the things that you need to take care of first? What are those things? Write them down. Get a journal out. Write it down, because when you leave this in your head, when you go to the grocery store and you need to go buy stuff, right? Okay, how many of y'all listening right now, you can raise your hand if you'd like. You go to the grocery store, you're trying to buy stuff, and you don't write it down, and so you miss half the stuff you need. So you get like four things that you needed, you missed out on three, and then you bought four things you don't need. Okay, if you would have written that down, it would have been helpful. Think about all the thoughts in your head right now that are swirling around in your head that are stressing you out that you need to write down.
Exactly. And it's a little scary to do that, but you might as well have a full understanding of all the obligations that sit before you. And then the monster doesn't seem to be so big. And like I mentioned before, then prioritize them. The things that are going to keep the electricity on, keep the roof over your head, your insurances, things that are essential. Okay, go ahead and take care of those. So who cares if there's maybe not enough resources to deal with all the other things? Those are the things that you can now negotiate rationally with the other stakeholders, because your essentials, you've already taken care of those. So you don't have that pressure weighing on you anymore. There's a way to reduce the anxiety. There's a way to reduce the risk. There's a way to reduce the anguish. It's not perfect, but it allows you to be human and not misplace your anger or stress on others or yourself. So it's just being practical.
It's true. The way I see the end of the year, too, and I don't know, maybe, Reggie, you might see it the same way. I kind of see it as like, you know how when you're about to go on a vacation, mm-hmm. you got to get everything taken care of, right? You got to get everything lined up. You don't want to leave for vacation and you got all this stuff looming over your head because you got to come right back to it, right? And so my theory about each year is try to get to a point by the end of the year that you feel successful from some things that you've created.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have every single thing undone. You don't want to have every single thing you still have to take care of. And that's one of the things that I think is so important. So if you have something over your head that you need to take care of, if you have a relationship that you want to mend, if you have, you know, responsibilities that need to be taken care of, because I think this time of year is so hard sometimes because there's so many events. There's so many parties, there's so many gatherings, there's family stuff, people feel committed, they feel obligated to do it. There's a lot of celebrating, quote, unquote, which, you know, a lot of people are drinking and that kind of sort of thing. And remember, the more that we do of this kind of stuff, the more it gets us off target.
Well, even if your life isn't picture perfect at this particular week in the month, at this particular time in the holiday series, say season, if you are overwhelmed, if you allow yourself to become overwhelmed and overburdened by all of this, the tragedy isn't that you have all this stuff left undone. The tragedy is you are in no position to actually celebrate the moment that might present itself with a loved one, with a stranger, with someone who's really in need. A simple kindness that you could extend. You will miss the moment,
mm-hmm.
those that do come. And then all you're left with is a pile of trash. So that's why you need to find balance. And like I said, it's not that you're going to be perfectly balanced. It's do what you can. Admit what you can't. And then forgive yourself.
Powerful. We'll be back, Reggie and I, in studio later on. Arnold, join us by phone. It's time to get our stuff together. It's time to clean some house. It's time to make us feel good, get us powerful in the power position. We're going to help you do that this hour. So stay tuned. Don't turn the channel. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time with Two Shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about, well, getting that end-of-the-year stuff done, balancing your life, getting it together, because I know if you're in the same boat as me, whoa, a little bit overwhelming. And when I say a little bit, I mean a lot overwhelming. And there's so many things that we have to take care of and so much. And then on top of that, you got the holiday season. And on top of that, you have obligations. And on top of that, and on top of that, and on top of that, and on top of that. And you're like, I just want to feel a little successful. I just want to feel that I've gotten some things accomplished. I want to feel a little bit of success. I want to have some things come to fruition. I want to feel good about things. And I want to get myself in a good place for 2020. Because I feel like it's not the same, but... Have you been on vacation? Have you been planning a vacation before? You're planning. You haven't been on vacation in a year, let's say 2 years. You're planning it, and you're like, God, I really want to go, but I got all this stuff that I got to take care of. If I plan it later, I can do it. And if you get it done and you go on vacation, you feel good about yourself because you're like, wow, I really accomplished something. It's kind of similar going to that next year. How many things do you want hanging over your head going into 2020? You know, Reggie, you and I were talking about this, and it's like trying to organize the most important things first. Getting in there, writing down what are the things that you want to get done this year. What is really, truly important? Because there's a lot of things that are coming everybody's way. There's a lot of partying. There's a lot of things happening. Gets us off target. I just don't want people holding the bag when it's too late. And like you were saying, it's also about experiencing the moment. If you got so many things on your mind and there's all these loose ends untied, it's really hard to feel good in the season.
Exactly. And I think it's one thing that people tend to overlook is the opportunity to plan for next year. Learning lessons from the mistakes that you made this year. Learning how you can improve on certain decisions or certain strategies or certain scheduling tactics that you employed this year. And exercise those improvements in 2020. So take a moment, rather than spaz out and stress out about everything, take a moment to look back at the things you did accomplish, the things that you did tie off, the things that you did resolve, and how the stakeholders in those events feel about you and feel about the circumstances, and take those lessons and apply them to the things that were left undone now. For next year, so that you enter next year and go through next year with a plan, or at least an outline. It doesn't have to be perfect either, but it will be an improvement naturally over the lessons that you learned from what you attempted to do this year. So a lot of times people miss that opportunity.
They do, and I've been there. I've been there where it's like you can't see the forest through the trees.
Exactly.
You got so much on your plate, and when people are talking about this and that, it's interesting because I don't remember the last time where I had time during the holidays to really focus on the holidays. I don't remember the last time, and that's sad. And normally it always creeps up really, really fast, and it's like the 24th. And you're like, oh, man, and then it's done. I mean, and I'm not saying everybody's celebrating Christmas. You can celebrate whatever you want. But, I mean, whatever you're celebrating, it's hard when you have those times and you're not really focused on it. But it's also life in general.
Well, we have to remember that whether we like it or not, whether we are an introvert or an extrovert, we are part of a community. And there are other forces imposing issues upon us. So it's not all these unresolved tasks are not of our own making. That's part of the reason to forgive yourself for being human. What I'm trying to say is, as you said, this may not be your particular holiday of choice. Other holidays throughout the year or other events throughout the year might be good for you. So focus on those all year long.
That's totally true. We return to giving you some steps, some tips, some tricks on ways to do this, ways to organize your life, things to think about, and how to put your best foot forward so you can actually experience whatever the season is for you, okay, to experience the highest level of happiness and joy. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. officials investigating the deadly attack by a Saudi aviation student at a naval air station in Florida are continuing to work to determine
whether it was motivated by terrorism. An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola yesterday morning, killing three people. The assault, which prompted a massive law enforcement response and base lockdown, ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker. Eight people were hurt in the attack, including the two deputies. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott issued a scathing statement calling the shooting an act of terrorism, whether this individual was motivated by radical Islam or was simply medically unstable. Again, this is the second shooting at a naval base this week. A sailor whose submarine was docked at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, opened fire on three civilian employees on Wednesday, killing two before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about letting go of those things, closing up, like putting a real big red bow on 2019. I know some of us, we're going to have some things that are left undone. We're going to have some stuff that's up in the air, okay? But the less stuff that we can have up in the air, it's great for 2020. And I know that this, I'm looking at Facebook and I'm looking at some great comments and some folks are talking about their, you know, they feel like they haven't been able to balance and that's why they're getting ill toward the end of the year. Like they have so much on their plate, right? And they haven't been able to balance their life. And I understand that. Some other folks are talking about how this applies for all year long. And this is true. What we're talking about is not just for December. It's not just for 2020. It's not just for 2019. This is every day, all day. But I think we get so overwhelmed with stuff, it's hard to put it together. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app. He understands how to make great connections. And I actually have the app, and I actually have it on my phone, and it's really cool because it gives you it gives you some knowledge and some feedback every single day to really look at and connect with and be able to inspire you. And so it's really simple, and it just builds the habits that lead to life satisfaction and happiness. And I was on this Today Spark, day 2 of 7, the Daily Spark Practice, expressing gratitude with your partner. And it's really neat, and you can check it out. You go to the challenge. There's also you can enter to win a really amazing vacation, too. So check that out. Go to the Connection app. You can go to the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and click on that Connection app ad that says, you know, love and be loved. Or you can go to the Apple or the Google Store and just go to the app and download the app. Arnold, how are you doing? It's great to talk with you today.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. Thanks for that introduction about the app. That was great. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really like it. I forgot I haven't added my own avatar yet, so I got to do that too. And it's a really it's neat because it reminds you things of what to do. Because otherwise, we get years down the road and we look at our relationships and we go, you know what? I could have done a lot more. You know, or I could have been there, or I could have been more present. And when I think that this directly relates to the end of the year and balancing stuff. I mean, how do you feel right now, Arnold, about everything that's on you, all the responsibilities, all the chores, all the work? I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, you know, it's incredible. There's this, I think that there's this constant process where, you have this task list ahead of you. And, it, you know, being an entrepreneur or a business owner, really, I think it's for everybody, but you end the day, and there's always seems like there's always more to do than when you started the day. Like you didn't get through the task list, and you can always do more. And finding that balance, like okay, now my kids want to spend time with me, or you know I need to do something around my health, or my, you know go on a date. It's so hard to actually find that time to do that and make that choice. But I think that's exactly where you need to get to is really really choosing how do you want your life to be, because ultimately. You know, it's about each day being a little bit better than the last day. And if you do that, if you can really improve that, then you end up with a life that you love. And I think that's the goal for everybody.
And I feel like one of the things, too, that a lot of us are in right now is a state of confusion when it comes to some of these big choices and things that we need to do. And I've realized that the more that I lament about something, the more that I get even more confused, and then the more time that I'm spending not doing anything but questioning my choices.
Oh, you know, that is so true. I think that one of the steps that people miss oftentimes when they're thinking about the future is actually starting from a clean slate. There's kind of two approaches to generating, like to thinking about how you want your future to be. One is to think about, okay, how has my life been up till now? And dealing with like, okay, well, I can make this a little bit better and I can do that. But what always happens are oftentimes we fall into the trap of thinking, well, I can't change that. It's been that way for 20 years. It's been that way for 5 years. So that's not going to change. And then that just makes us feel despair. And another way to approach it is to really look at, okay, if I wipe the slate completely clean, and I think that, you know, the fact that we're starting a new decade in a few weeks is a beautiful, natural opportunity for all of us to say, okay, wipe the slate clean. How do we want things to go? And not be like, not how I change how things are going, but how do I want the future to be? And that gives us a perspective that allows for, you know, really creating something new that's not based on incremental improvement in the past. Now, it's not that when you come to that, it's not like, oh, I have to change everything, because sometimes you can be like, well, I want all of that right now, and that can be a really terrible mistake. But it does allow for you to really get a sense of where you want your life to be. And then you can identify the gap. And I think that's, you know, oftentimes people miss that step in the process. We're really just, you know, completing what has been done. And, you know, Reggie talked about that earlier around just, you know, celebrating your successes and owning that. And I think that's a huge step.
I think it's powerful when we all look at this, because I feel like we're all, like Reggie was saying, human. We're all human, right? We go through a lot of these things. And I think that we take on a lot on our plate, but then as well as we have these other issues. right? And we have things that come to us that we didn't select. We have things that are in our life that we don't necessarily want to deal with. I mean, whether it's, you know, taxes you don't really necessarily can afford or don't want to pay, whether it's health care issues that you're having to take care of and you have to formulate a plan, or it's something that's out of basically way out of your wheelhouse and something you're having to deal with. And it's like, I've realized that it's one thing to not want to deal with it, but a lot of times what we do is we put these things on the back burner and they start creeping up and they get bigger and bigger than life, and it becomes pretty scary.
Well, I think something that Arnold just said really spoke to me. The whole idea of remembering that this is a new decade, I really hadn't thought about that. And to put some of our energy not so much toward incremental change, but disruptive change, as he suggested. What are the possibilities? And what we don't realize when we take that on is that we have a very, 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 very special tool at our disposal, our own growth. We're not the person we see ourselves as having been 5, 6, 10 years, 15 years ago. We have continued to grow and absorb knowledge and experience. Now we need to embody that new person whom we are becoming and allow that person to be manifested in that new decade.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree that it is a new decade. So how do we begin to process these issues? How do we begin to start basically accomplishing things? And so, Arnold, what are some of the things that you do? Because I've mentioned the idea of writing things down and really just, you know, like, that's the way I do it. Because, you know, I come from a background of attention deficit hyperdisorder. I'm not medicated. I chose not to take medication for it. So I got to write this stuff down, and then I got to put a line through it when I do it. And some of the stuff, you know, especially if you have ADD or ADHD, you will avoid it like the plague. So what are some of the things that you do to really hit some of those hard-hitting issues that you don't want to take care of, but you know you need to?
Yeah, I love that you do that. It's so great. I think there's a couple of things, something that, as you said, really I want to touch on as well. But I think there's this idea of completion. You know, you can have this, like, especially mentally. I mean, there's the completing a task, but oftentimes things will happen to us, whether it be this week, last month, or last year, and it'll continue running in our brain. And it takes up some really valuable space that we need in order to be effective and present in our task. And so I think there's this process of really just, like, finding completion on that, really recognizing when there's an old script running, like, oh, that shouldn't be this way, you know, in our minds, and finding a way to complete that. I mean, suffering always comes when you're resisting what is. Like, so something happened, there's no way you can change it, but you still struggle with it because, like, why? That shouldn't have happened, he or she shouldn't have done that, and it keeps affecting you. And the idea of completion on a mental health basis is, you know, when you think about that, there's no more energy for you. It doesn't bring up any emotions. It doesn't bring up any negativity. It's just, it's neutral to you. You know, and one example for me is my father's suicide. You know, I've spent a lot of time dealing with that. And so when I talk about that now, there's no emotional response. Of course I still miss him and love him. But in terms of affecting my day to day, it's something that I've dealt with. And you can have little things like that, and you can have big things like that. But this idea of completing it so that you have those thought processes, letting that go, I think that's really important to allow you to be present to accomplish. And one of the ways to do that is to kind of craft a completion statement. Yeah, that shouldn't have happened, but that's the way it is, and I'm letting it go. And when you can let those thoughts go, when you have that, when you notice it, keep practicing that, and eventually that what will happen is those emotions will go away, and you'll be able to be present in your task. But I think that something that Reggie said I want to touch on as well is just, you got to focus on what you can do. Ultimately, you know, we can look at what other people did, and you can't change them, but you can change you. And when you can focus on how you want to be different in the new decade, how you want to, like, imagine yourself if you have already accomplished your goals, and think about who that person is. Are they confident? Are they generous? Are they kind? Are they at peace? If you can bring that way of being right now, you'll be way more likely to create the results that you want. But oftentimes we're anxious and fearful and afraid, or and so that's how we, and then we operate that way, and so then we don't get the results we want. And so it's kind of a way of reverse engineering your success.
That's so true. And I think a lot of us are, you know, you have so much on your plate, you begin to question that reality. And what I've realized that can be really helpful, at least for me, is to really kind of break it down and say, okay, what's most important? What do I need to figure out? What is the part that I need to figure out? What solution do I need to come to? And having that clarity of thought. So one thing that I think is important for all y'all out there listening is, I know it's the season where there's a lot of celebration going on. I get it. And it's fun to celebrate, and it's fun to have fun, but when we celebrate too much, what happens is, like anything else, we don't get the stuff done that we need to, right? We're not able to have clarity of thought always, and it adds even more stress to the dynamic, right? Remember that alcohol is a depressant. I just want to remind everybody right now, during the holiday season, alcohol is a depressant. I mean, think about it. When you're, you know, whether it's smoking or it's drinking or whatever, we got to really put in perspective that too. And I found that the more clarity you can have, the better you'll feel. And one of the other things too, you know, Arnold, I really like what you're saying, because it's all about the state of mind we're in. And if there's something that you're dealing with that has been really weighing on you, okay, and it's been weighing on your mental health, or it's been weighing on your emotional health, or it's been weighing on you and it's getting in the way of you tackling other goals in your life, that to me is the thing that you need to tackle now. And you need to figure that out, because you don't need to be wasting your energy on one thing that's sucking all that energy from you when you have to deal with all this other stuff. And I think that's one of the big concerns that I think a lot of folks don't realize, is what is the biggest issue right now? What do we need to take care of so that you have more energy in your life to tackle the rest?
Absolutely. I think just, I mean, that energy is so key. Because oftentimes we relate to energy like it comes from food or it comes from sleep, which of course, you know, biologically is true. But there's always, people will have experiences where they didn't get any sleep and then somehow they just showed up powerfully with tons of energy, and they think, well, where did that energy come from? And there's this source of spiritual energy that comes from when you're at a place of peace that allows you to accomplish what you need to accomplish. And I think oftentimes that comes from really having that place of nothingness, that place of, you know, really completing the past and starting each morning with, like, this could be the best day of the week. This could be the best day of the month. And having that power. Because when you do that, there's an inner energy that allows you to take action and accomplish your goals. And I think that oftentimes we focus so much on the to-do list, we forget that little piece that is so necessary for our success.
The other thing, too, that I find is that a lot of times we don't focus on the journey at all. And that's something that I've realized in life. We can go through these motions and we can try to find solution, but we actually don't get real in the moment. And I realize that sometimes the journey can be painful, and sometimes the journey can be scary, and sometimes it can be stressful, and sometimes we can be confused. But I think that I just reminded my own self at this point is that it's about walking through it. I think we're all walking through these challenges in our life for a reason. We just got to find that reason. And some things might not have a concrete reason, right? But it's being able to understand that this is a journey. It's not always going to be perfect. And I think it's about, you know, seeing you and acting from your highest good in every situation. And in order to act from our highest good in every situation, we have to be honest and true. And we have to also tell our feelings in a positive way. Because a lot of y'all are holding back, okay? You got a lot of stuff on your mind. You're holding back your emotions. You're holding back your thoughts. I know that I've heard some of my clients talking about in session last week, well, I bit my tongue. I didn't want to say it. I held my tongue. I didn't want to say this. And in some cases, that's important. That's a good thing, because we can't take back what we said. But in some cases, we're not being completely transparent, and we're feeling as though we're losing our strength, or we're letting somebody else take over our life, or we're not being true to our desires, because we have this one life to live right now. And I want everybody that's listening to Live Your True Life Perspectives right now to live to the best of their ability. And one of the biggest caveats is understanding, what do I really want? What's really important to me? And what are some things that I can let go right now that I don't need to champion, I don't need to work on, and I can take that energy and put it into things that will really better me as an individual, better me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and will actually help me to really focus on my long-term goals of what I want to do. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more. We're going to have some real good nuggets of golden wisdom, so don't turn the channel because there's more to come. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we've been talking about overcoming some of these loose ends, about getting things connected, about connecting the dots for this end of the year time. And, you know, Arnold brought up the fact that it is, you know, it's 2020. This is a big change. So, Arnold, what can some folks do to really help them get their stuff together for this new year, to impact them in a positive way and give some clarity and just some honest just relief?
Yeah, it's I think ultimately sometimes we forget to actually create the future we want. We forget to imagine it, and it's incredibly difficult to get somewhere if you don't know where you're going. And so there's this beautiful moment where by the end of 2020, when 2030 rolls around, how is my life going to look? And if you can make that detailed plan and, you know, try and have broad strokes, but how am I going to feel every day? What am I going to be doing? And when you have that plan, you know, it adds clarity to all your decisions moving forward. So But the next step is also super important. That's just to believe it's possible. You can craft a plan where this is how my life could be. You might not know how to get there right now. But the first step is to believe it's possible, and that requires the belief in something for which there is no proof. You don't know if you can have that life because you're probably wanting something new. But so it requires having faith. So create a plan and have faith.
And, you know, I think that's awesome about having faith and creating that climate for that, too. And that's very important. Reggie, what are some of your thoughts?
I want to remind everybody to remain open and available for new opportunity. As we've been discussing the new decade, and Arnold's been coaching us as to how we can envision where we want to be, remember that new positive influences are reacting to the person we truly are today, not the person we see inside. And we may be unfamiliar with our new person, but the universe isn't. So if we're not open, a lot of these new opportunities can't get in. They can't be seen. And we can't see them. If we can't see them, we can't take advantage of them. We can't enjoy them. We can't benefit from them. So always leave a little room for something positive and something good to happen, because it can, and it is external to us. It is not something we engender, but it is something we can attract to us.
That's so true. And I like this direction we're in, because we can get overwhelmed with having to get things done. But remember, if we can take care of some of these things that are nagging, because otherwise if they were pleasurable and we really loved them, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. This wouldn't be part of this conversation, because you could just do the work. It's not a big deal. But for all you out there that are dealing with things like that, remember, we got to let go of the stuff that's holding us down. We're only as good as our weakest link. We're only as good as the toughest thing. We're only as good as anything that's holding us back and taking away from our energy, from our direction, and from our power. And I think that's what we have to really focus on, because we are powerful beings that have the right to do what we want to do. And remember, it's just about crafting our ability to focus to get things done, and then honing our energy on what we want to hone in on it. And occasionally there's going to be things in your life that you don't want to deal with. Things will come up. Accidents will happen. But those are the things that we want to get off our plate as quick as possible. You know, Arnold, I really appreciate you coming on the show, because you really do help us to see that road, and you help folks to be able to really connect. Lasting comment today.
It's nice to have the transformation and, you know, really go and have it be really dramatic. But if you can focus on just these micro improvements, it's amazing how powerful that is. You know, the idea of 1% improvement each day for a year would be a 37 times improvement, not 37%, 37 times more, because the power of that compound 1%. So when you can just focus on making your relationship a little bit better each day, your work habits a little bit better, your eating habits, it's amazing the power of that. So don't disregard those little moments where you're making those decisions, because that's going to be ultimately what's going to create your life.
Awesome. You know, Reggie, I enjoy you being in the studio, and I look forward to next week's show. We'll be talking about more things that are really just important. Last thought?
last thought is not to forget the contributions we make to the community just because we are present. And we don't have to do anything to create that energy or contribute it. We just have to be present. We just have to show up.
Perfect. Just show up. Be there. You don't have to be perfect. You heard it from Reggie. You heard it from us. Arnold, Reggie, myself. We'll be back in studio next week. Don't miss the rest of the lineup today on USA Radio Network, because these are some powerful shows that will help you to live your life in a powerful way. We'll be back next Saturday, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Live your true life perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. Three shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.